Happy Friday, everybody. We're celebrating 10 years of the Be Our Guest podcast today. Lots of memories from the fun we have had over the last decade podcasting with you all. We appreciate you guys being there. We couldn't have the show without you. We're going to have a great time today. I cannot wait for this one. We've done some crazy stuff. We've made some great friends. And man, has this been a fun ride. So hopefully you'll enjoy today's show. Don't forget our sponsors that make all this crazy stuff possible. Our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for that next Disney adventure, whether it's heading down to Walt Disney World, sailing with the Disney Cruise Line, heading out to where it all started, Disneyland, even Adventures by Disney, give the folks over at the Magic for Less Travel a shot. They are a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best, and their services are absolutely free to you. You get that expertise, that passion, that guidance, and that assistance all for no cost to you. So check them out. If you love the show, support our sponsors. So check them out today. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. They're over at themagicforless.com. Hey, you want to give the Be Our Guest podcast a birthday gift? We just want you to use our Amazon affiliate link the next time you do your online shopping. It's over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. All the small purchases do add up. If you're making a big one, we love that too. But it's very simple. You just go through that link and you get all your Prime benefits. You will pay the exact same price that you would if you went straight in through Amazon. No cost to you, and it really does help support the show. So again, this weekend, when you're doing that online shopping, please use our link at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1305 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you and happy birthday to the Be Our Guest Podcast. We celebrated last Sunday, but today we're officially talking about 10 years of BOGP. So we're going to have a good time going down memory lane, just taking one show to talk about the podcast and all of our Disney adventures we've had over the last decade and talk about some of the things at Walt Disney World that have come and gone and changes we've seen in the last 10 years. I think you'll be shocked at how many things have changed since this podcast began. So joining me today, couldn't do it without these ladies. They're the heart of the show. We have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Happy 10 years, Ricky. Couldn't do it without you.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us.
You're going to get us tagged. You're going to get us tagged on, on Facebook. Yeah. Exactly. Stop.
That's all I got.
No singing. Yeah. 10 years though today, man. It's been a journey.
You can say that again. Yes it has.
Yes.
Definitely.
Well, we're going to talk about that in just a second. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. What's going on, Pam? Happy 10.
It's incredible. We're 10.
I mean,
time something for us, but I mean, you know, we're 10 years old in this way. And I think I'm going to stick with my podcast age.
I think that's a good age to go with.
They'll be like, how old are you? And I'm going to be like, I just turned 10. Hello. So yay for us and dilly dilly. Just saying. I heard that's the new thing to say. So I thought I'd slap.
I only saw that commercial 7,000 times during March Madness, so dilly dilly. There you go.
Right.
You got a tepa cat.
There we go.
All right, so today, you know, raise a drink to the podcast. We're going to have a good time today talking about the fun that we have had over the last 10 years. And again, first of all, right off the top of the show, what I want to do is just say thank you to you for finding the show, for sticking with us, for downloading the podcast. We've literally had millions of downloads over this past decade. It's been incredible. I mean, we've had folks contact us from all over the world. We've made friends in the parks from all over the world. We've seen families come together. We've seen best friends meet each other through the podcast. Nothing that we really did. It's just that we have passionate Disney fans in our audience, and we're just so lucky to be having you tuning in three times a week with us, going on these fun journeys like podcast cruises, treehouse meets, storm in Norway. We're going to talk about all that here in just a minute, but it's been a blast. So I just want to thank you. First thing, the most important thing is that I say thank you to you for listening to our show. There's so many really, really, really good Disney podcasts out there. We're just glad to be one of the voices that are out there, and thanks for being a part of this. So Ricky, when we think back on 10 years, you know, we've been doing this since the first show was March 18th, 2008. Pam asked me again, why did I start the show? Like, when did I start the show? We're talking about this weekend. It was just a spring break project. You know, I was home for spring break. I was teaching at the time. I just changed from being a sixth grade teacher to a gifted education teacher. I wanted to learn something. I was a podcast fan. I listened to a lot of podcasts. I thought, I want to give that a shot. Maybe I could do that for a class project for a year. And here we are 10 years later. So that spring break turned into 10 years of fun and adventure. So what do you think back on initially when you think of 10 years?
So I think of the fact that, so back when I knew Mike, obviously those of you who have been around, I've known of Mike my whole life, basically. Our families knew each other for forever. So, you know, I mean, Mike in a weird way has been in my life my whole life, even though I didn't really know him that well. So, you know, when he was getting married and I was getting married, we...
We're getting married to different people,
by
the way.
Not to each other.
Just go, whoa.
Definitely not to each other. But when we both got married in the same year, and, you know, we were talking and Mike was telling my mom about how he was going on a honeymoon to Walt Disney World. And mom was like, oh, Ricky really loves Disney too. And so we got started talking. And, you know, you asked me what forum you were on. I was on, and I said WDM Magic, and you were, of course, on the Diz. So we didn't really interact either way in the forum way. So, but then you messaged me about a year later, and you're like, hey, I'm starting this podcast. You know, I don't know if you want to be on, you know, whatever. And I was like, sure, I could be on an episode. Yeah, not a problem. I'll help you out. No problem. Didn't know he meant every single one of them since then. Yeah. So
1,300. You're in for the long haul now.
That was a big surprise to me. So, but you know, it's kind of funny because, I had always, before Mike contacted me, and I always thought about starting a podcast. For those who don't know, I have a degree in mass communications. So, journalism, media, that kind of thing. And so, I knew that a podcast was kind of right up my alley. So it was always something that I had kind of thought about, but didn't really like really research and look into. I always knew that I wanted to do a Disney podcast if I was going to do one, but I didn't really know like what niche to go with, you know, because at that time there, you know, were quite a few podcasts out, not nearly as many as there are now. You know, I was thinking, gosh, you know, what can I talk about that's not being talked about? And then Mike came up with his idea, and then, you know, it sort of took off from there. So, that's kind of my initial thoughts of you contacting me.
Yeah, so it's really good because I knew you're a Disney fan like me, and you were local, and we had that tie in together with our family, so that was an easy fit there. And I will say that obviously the name of the podcast is Be Our Guest, and the reason that the show originally started for like the first couple months was it was just going to be a weekly trip report like we do on Mondays. That was the show. That was going to be the only show, was the Monday podcast, because I found myself when I missed Disney, and I didn't get down there very much until the show started, that I love diving into really detailed trip reports anywhere I could find them online. You know, some people would add pictures and go, you know, hour by hour and really make it kind of like an online journal. So that's where the show started. And then I was a huge fan of WDW Today back in the day with the old guys. And so they, you know, had the panel discussions, you know, all the time. And I loved that. And then, you know, we actually had a listener, Jim, suggested for years and years, you guys need to do listener questions. And so I think we did our first listener question show as an April Fool's joke. I think that's how that started way back about 3 or 4, maybe 5 years ago now. And those are actually our most downloaded shows every week, the Wednesday show, just a little inside baseball there. But so it's, you know, it's 3 times a week now, and it's been a lot of fun. So Pam, what about you? You know, were you because I've never really asked you this, but you got into the show because of a trip report that we had earlier through one of the agents who was mentioned, but also I've never asked you, but were you a podcast listener before you joined the podcast, or how did that all go for you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I listened to different Disney podcasts and there were a few business podcasts at that time that I listened to as well. And really enjoyed that. But I will say, once, you know, I was introduced to your show, and then of course, especially after I was on like once or twice, and then you're like, okay, Mike pretty much did the same thing. He's like, now you're on all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. Well, that's how that works.
I've told the story, I think, once or twice over
you
the years, but
to
I
tell this story,
yes,
but
I was so nervous about asking Pam, like extending the invitation to be a full-time member of the squad here, to be a part of the Be Our Guest podcast. And I knew she had like credibility, you know, which Ricky and I, you know, we might have
not very much credibility at the time.
First couple yahoos. But I'm like, you know, Pam knows her stuff. Like,
the first, like, yeah. I don't know, 30 episodes, there was no credibility that we were just two yokels doing a podcast.
We were. Episode 50, we're just naming, like, we're playing Name That Tune with Disney song. So we didn't know what's going on. But I remember because Mallory was really little at the time. She was 2 months old when the show started. So she was under a year when this happened. And she was, you know, very, when your kids are small, they're crying all the time. They're very unpredictable. And I wanted to be very professional when I extended the offer. I don't know if it felt like I was a baseball GM, like trying to sign a free agent. I don't know who I thought I was, but I was like, it's got to be quiet. Like, I wanted to be quiet. Like, I wanted to be quiet when I extend this offer. So I remember calling Pam. I was like, real nervous. Like, I hope she says yes. You know, it was almost like asking somebody to prom or something. And I was like, it's got to be quiet. So I remember I made the call from the bathroom. It was the only quiet room in the house. I was like, I went into the bathroom. Don't, like, I didn't want anybody bothering me. I was like, and I made the call from the bathroom. So that's how Pam got signed to the podcast, from a call in my bathroom. There you go.
Well, I guess I feel honored by that story. I think, I mean, you know, you're kind of building up my ego a little bit that you were nervous, first of all, about asking me, I think is fantastic. But the fact that you were calling from the bathroom, I don't know how to feel about that. Yeah. So it's kind of like,
let's be perfectly honest. That is, that now that our friendship is the way it is, that is par for the course for the game.
Right? Who knew the conversations that we would have from that first thing? So anyways, but no, I mean, but it really was. And I think the one thing I will say is when I became a part of this podcast, when I had the opportunity to interact with some of the people who were listening to us, and with y'all, I mean, I really felt like I was at home in a way that I think is not, you know, just not possible through other things. So that's a cool thing.
And that's the whole thing, is our listeners have always made this a big family, because the thing is three of us can only do so much. We get together, we talk Disney, we record the shows, we try to put together great opportunities to meet up in the parks and on the cruises and other things. You know, even we've had local events here in St. Louis. We've had events in Indianapolis. We've had events in Cincinnati. We've had events all in Atlanta. We've had events, you know, where groups of listeners get together to go to ball games, run races and stuff like that. But it's always been about our listeners taking the lead on a lot of those things, you know, and getting things together and building relationships with each other and including us in those. So I can't thank everybody enough for that. That's really what, you know, I'm going to speak to a class here at a local university in April about podcasting. This lady does a media relations class and she wants to introduce podcasting to her students. And I think it's a great idea. But the number one thing I want to mention to them is that really, if you can build a community, the podcast will kind of fall in there, because you have, you know, when I listen to a podcast personally, I feel like I know the person, whether I've contacted them or not. I've spent so much time with them in my ear on the treadmill, on the, you know, the roads running or driving, whatever. I feel like I have that relationship. But when I can get together and shake that person's hand or just be a part of the overall larger community, that's the most important thing. And because of that, we're going to kind of jump in here, because, again, we're going to do a regular length show. We could do this for 7 hours, but we can't do that tonight. So I think what we're going to try to do is like do a live call-in show here in the next little bit, where we can kind of share memories as a community. I want to do that kind of like we used to do on the Sunday night. So watch for that. We'll try to get a time that works out for all of us. But one of the things I want to talk about was some of the coolest things I think we've done in 10 years together as a podcast family. The biggest and most important thing, I got to give credit to Ricky. This is Ricky's baby. It's everything we've done with the 12-hour live shows each summer for Give Kids the World. Now, I know our cruises are awesome. The Treehouse event was awesome. You know, Storm in Norway, the lizards. We got a lot of stuff we're going to talk to here and just talk about in a second. But when we can kind of ease the pain of some of these families, because we've come together as a podcast family and we're not doing the work. We're having a great time podcasting for 12 hours every summer. That's great. But we have really made an impact on the world through the fundraising. You do a lot of work. I'm saying on that day, though, we're having a good time just podcasting, because this is what I'm passionate. This is like, I love this. This is like my playground. This is like my recess, talking Disney with everybody. But you've done a lot of work, Ricky. And so I don't know if you have like a total of what we've raised over the years for Give Kids the World, but it's been a lot of money. And it's thanks to our listeners opening their wallets, opening their hearts. And really, that's the thing I'm most proud about, is that we can make a difference in the world. And we have.
I actually do have a total. It's not 100%, but we've raised over $100,000 in the past few years for Give Kids the World.
So that's amazing. I mean, that's real, you know, that's tangible good that's happening down in Central Florida for kids and families that need it so much. That's the biggest thing to me. So huge thanks to you for doing that over the years. And we'll continue to do that as we move forward.
Absolutely. 100%. Can't wait for this year. So already thinking about it. And I'm excited. So John Stamos, let's go.
Yeah,
Neil Patrick Harris. Stamos. I know y'all can help me make this happen.
Let's do it. All right. So
I'm looking at you, Joe.
That's it. All right. So let's talk just briefly to some quick memories of some of these events we've done. Because, you know, a lot of our listeners that are here tonight and that are listening on the podcast, you were at these things. But some people that are new to the game, they have no idea what we're talking about. So one of the things, just quickly, Pam, give the listeners an idea when we had the treehouse meet. So just summarize that in just like a couple minutes. What do you remember from the treehouse meet?
Oh, man, it was really such a cool. That was one of the first times I was like, whoa, has gotten a little further than I thought it did. You know what I mean? So we were doing I don't know what we were doing. But anyways, we wanted to have our own meet and we had reserved one of the treehouse villas. They were kind of a newer villa. We thought we'd do a little meet there and have a few people over. Some people who listen to the podcast would come over. Well, that got out of hand pretty quickly.
Yes, it did.
I will say we were way over fire codes. There were people outside on the deck, down below, whatever. And we found out that people would roll up to the guard shack and be like, the guards would be like, are you going to the podcast meet? They'd be like, yeah. And they're like, then they tell people what site we were at. So anyways, the treehouse villa that we were at. But it was really such a cool event because even though it got way bigger than we thought it was, and we weren't prepared with the number of folks that, you know, that we had come in, it was really just like a gathering of friends. Like you didn't have to make an excuse that there weren't enough, whatever, or you know what I mean? There weren't. I remember we had ordered a cake from somewhere and there were cups and sodas. And it was just awesome. Just the way that people just wanted to help and wanted to just be there and hang out with each other. And it really is kind of a feeling that has carried through these 10 years with us. I mean, for sure.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, just the visual was I had the whole setup, the speakers, the rack, you know, with the mixer. And we were live on Magical Mouse Radio back then on Live 365 while the meet was going on. We all had mics. I had my headset on. I'm trying to keep us on the air because you get kicked off Live 365 super easy back when it was around. So you had to watch that. And we're trying to give raffle prizes. We're doing a live show from like basically it's like a big living room kitchen kind of combo thing.
Yeah.
And I remember like it was going to be just like I thought five people would come. You know, we had a cake. We had I remember buying a punch like a. You know, like the punch tapper, like you'd have at church, like you put lemonade in, you know, that has a little thing, you know, so we had lemonade there. It was just going to be a little thing. I mean, people just kept coming. It was so Jay's out on like the barbecue pit making s'mores.
Making
I still have the sign.
Oh,
that's what I knew. Jay was awesome because he's out there making schmoes for everybody. I mean, it was incredible. And we gave away some great. It was heartwarming to have that many people come out. And another thing we did, again, we love getting people together at Disney. We're trying to do it as inexpensively as possible because we understand a lot of our listeners have families. They have kids and, you know, Disney's not a cheap place when it comes to renting private spaces. So that's kind of why we did that time. And then we're like, we got to do something in a park. Like that was my thing. Like, I want to do something in a theme park. We're big time. Let's do this. So we had the Storm in Norway event. So Ricky, that was a really cool morning. I remember. So tell listeners that missed that. That was a fun day.
That was a fun day. So we went in and first things first, we got to go in the park early and we got to ride Soarin' before anybody else got to go into the park. So that was really awesome. And then they walked us back to Norway and there is this lounge that's up in the top of the Norway Pavilion. And it's got a lot of Viking stuff up there and stuff like that. Like, you know, totally traditional Norwegian, like, you know, paraphernalia and stuff like that. But it's so cool to be up in that spot. And it was before, obviously before they they did Frozen, so you could see the boats from Maelstrom, you know, backing up into the back of the waterfall and then, you know, going back. That was kind of cool, too. We did a breakfast type situation, so we had lots of great food, lots of tables for people to come sit and enjoy a breakfast with us, which I thought was kind of hysterical, you know, breakfast with the three of us, you know, four of us at the time, you know. So, yeah, that was just kind of funny to think that people wanted to eat with us, but it was still, again, like you said, it's that whole family thing, and that's what it was all about, was coming together as a family, and everybody did.
And it was, and we also used to have, and I think this might have been during one of those weekends, we had something we used to do called Epic October, which was surrounded with, they used to have the Tower of Terror 10 miler, which was a race that was usually the last weekend of September, or very early in October, but usually at the end of September, as I recall. And those were really nice because you could get in food and wine, you could have a run Disney weekend. I really do miss that weekend because it was far enough out that food and wine wasn't packed, and we had a lot of listeners. We'd try, and the thing was, it was a huge challenge because if you've ever done Food and Wine Festival or tried to tour World Showcase with a large group, you know, it tends to, somebody wants to stop and get a shepherd's pie, or somebody wants to stop and get a beer here. So it's really hard to stay together, but man, we had some great times. So Pam, we've had really good times in all the parks, but I mean, I remember those few, you know, we do the Halloween party, just, we had a great time in those Epic October events.
We did. It was really a fun time to go and be there. And so many other people were there because of the race. So that was, you know, that was really a cool thing that we got to experience. And it was like, that was like our time to be there. And now really that has morphed to kind of that January time frame. We have so many people who come with us all the time when we go there in January. So I love that too. I just wish the weather were maybe a little nicer. Yeah. But you know, and that there was a festival going on. Come on now. There always is something fun about an Epcot festival. I mean, just getting to try new foods and getting to experience new things. That's an awesome thing to do. So loved Epic October in our early days. And now that's moved to, we need a J word for the January, you know, J-A. Epic October. We need J.
Jubilant January. Nope, jubilant. It's definitely not jubilant.
No, jazzy January. That's what we used to call it at school. Jazzy January. Cause we'd do like an event every day. Yeah. That's what it, that's we'll call it.
I wish
year.
The weather was a little less jazzy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, exactly.
It was so hot on Epic October and it's so cold in jazzy January, but you know, it is what it is. So, you know, I want to get all this in. So let's talk about, first of all, there's so many people that if I really got into giving names, I know I'd leave people out, so I feel bad about that. But I really want to, you know, one of the things that we didn't have, and I can tell this has personally changed my life in so many ways, is having a running squad, you know, associated with the podcast. Because I used to go down to the races just for a chance to get down to Walt Disney World for a weekend. And, you know, I wouldn't train, and I feel guilty about that. I would kind of, you know, like, aha, I don't train. But the thing was, I was driving back then. I wouldn't fly. And so by the time I was getting gas in, like, northern Florida or southern Georgia, I couldn't walk to the restroom because I was so sore because I didn't train. So because of Mr. Mike Bankhead and others, but basically Mike came on the show, gave his story, and he has a remarkable story for those who haven't listened to his trip reports. They're back in, I think, the 500s. I'll have to post a link to his shows. But he talked about how his family was overcoming some health issues and got together and did it through Run Disney. You know, they trained together. They used it as a healthy way to get out and have an incentive to, at the end of this, you know, X amount of months where we get together and exercise, we'll have a Run Disney race to do as a celebration. I was so inspired by that. And if you've never met Mike Bankhead, and I know a lot of us have at this point, just one of the kindest souls that walks the earth. I mean, this guy, I consider him a brother because I don't have a physical brother, and I wish I did because, you know, Mike Bankhead would do anything for anybody, always smiling, always cheering people on. I mean, if you really want to, you know, live up to something, you know, be like Mike. You know, I know that's a saying that they used to have in the 80s, but truly, I want to be like Mike Bankhead. He's given us so much, you know, he's brought so many people together. When I was looking at the Lizards group today, you know, just in the Lizards Facebook group, there's over 1,300 folks that get together and run and support each other and encourage each other. And it's 100% positive because Mike gives us that leadership. And so to think about that, Ricky, I mean, we didn't have a running squad when we started this. And now we see people running, not just Run Disney races, but I mean, all over the world running together. And I mean, really, for me, I've dropped 60 pounds because of this, because I kind of take things to the extreme. I probably shouldn't go as much as I do, but I feel like I got to lead by example. You know, I can't tell people, I hope you run if I don't run.
Really, I don't feel that way because I haven't run in a very long time and I'm still on the surge. So,
but it's an amazing thing. What Mike has done has changed lives, and we've raised money through charity too. But, you know, I think it's cool what Mike's done.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm going to be perfectly honest. If it wasn't for the lizards, I can pretty much guarantee you I would not have done half. I wouldn't have done the 10K. I wouldn't have done the 5K. So, you know, without the lizards, I wouldn't be a runner. And I still don't think of myself as a runner, even though I've completed a half marathon. I'm not out there completing half marathons anymore because one was enough for me. But, you know, as of right now anyway. So, but I can guarantee you without the lizards, I wouldn't have done it. So they are such a motivating force. I mean, really, truly, if you are a runner or want to cheer on runners or whatever, and you have not joined the lizards yet, please make sure you do, because there's something so fantastic about the support system that is, you know, the lizards. Matter of fact, you know, this weekend, Brian ran in the Publix marathon, and I didn't post it anywhere. I don't really think Brian posted it anywhere, but, you know, I had a listener who congratulated me, you know, to congratulate Brian that he had run the race. And I was like, how did you know? Like, you know, but I'm just saying, like, that's the kind of community that we have. Like, it's just such an awesome, awesome family of runners and non-runners. So,
and again, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, Mike took the initiative. It's a ton of work to do that. And we got folks, you know, in the Lizards group, like Jocelyn and like Ben and folks, I mean, over the years, so many folks just that have like helped with the shirts, because I mean, it's okay to help get shirts for people when you have a team of 20, you know, but now when you have 1300 and people are like, I need a shirt. Well, man, that's like opening a store. It's crazy. And we look great at the races. But the greatest thing is, like, Pam, I'll tell you personally, you know, is somebody who I can't believe I've run 4 marathons now. Like, I can't believe just to say that I've done 1 marathon, because I was so 10 years ago. There was no way I would have ever attempted it. And it's because of, and I know the story is true of a lot of folks on our team. Like, I never thought I'd be a marathoner, but I am. So that's pretty awesome. But Pam, I'll tell you what, you know, seeing you guys out there as a cheering squad, when we come through on marathon morning or half marathon morning on Saturdays, it's incredible. And you guys being there, and I know it's a lot of our listeners that get up early, even though they're not running, but they're out there ringing bells and yelling and making awesome signs. It is truly a family that means so much to those on the course. So, you know, I think it goes both ways.
I think so too. And I think one of the things that has always made this group so awesome is that when we put a crazy idea out there, the listeners seem to show up and support us, which I think is just, that is just such a great example of what this community is about, what this family is. If one wants to do this, then there's listeners there to support us. If you want to do this, then there's listeners there who come and support us. I mean, I don't know if we're all crazy together or what the deal is, but, it's just nice to know that there's just this unending support, that people really appreciate what everyone else is doing and try to be supportive in any way that they can. And that's a cool thing.
All right. So now let's move into something that I never, again, you know, Disney's all about dreams coming true. I mean, they talk about that in the commercials and at the parks and stuff. And I mean, this podcast is a dream come true for me. If you don't know that, I've said it over the years. It 100% is. I've met some of my best friends. Mallory's been her best friend, Emily, through the podcast. Scott is truly my brother from another mother. I mean, we eat at the same places like randomly on nights. Like, I'm like, oh, I was a Kenobi. I mean, like, it's scary how much Scott and I are like, you know, and just Adam down in Alabama. We're like brothers. I mean, it's just so, I've met my best friends and I can't thank you guys enough for that. But let me just say this, that one of the things I can't believe we've done is we've had 4 podcast cruises. Like, we have sailed on the Disney Cruise Line as a group. We've we've recorded live from the clubs in the Disney ships. We have had tastings that were a lot of fun. We have done just cool events. But my overall favorite memory from any of the podcast cruises was this past time. It was 2 times ago when we did the double dip to Castaway Key, like we're doing in 2019, still booking June 28th, if you want to do it, 2019, send me an email. Lots of room still. But we did the two 5Ks. We did the double dip and we did the 5Ks on Castaway Key. And it was to raise money for Give Kids the World. It was a virtual race where we had a physical medal, thanks to Phil and some other folks who put that together. I still look at those pictures. It was a beautiful, gorgeous day. It was hot, but the pictures look great now, looking back on it 2-3 years later. You don't feel so hot, but the smiles, Ricky, I know that you got a lot of great pictures and you're in a lot of them because you were giving away the medals, I believe, at the finish line.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure because I was involved in that whole process. You know, Phil contacted me and was like, hey, I want to do this thing. And, you know, like you said earlier, when the listeners come up with an idea, you know, we feed off of you guys too. So this was Phil's idea. And I was like, yes, let's go for it. I don't think he asked me, he's like, do you think Mike would have a problem with it? I was like, dude, no, like, cause he wanted to call out the Rollman. And
that
so
was
I was like, no, I think that's going to be fine. So, you know, I wanted to, since I was kind of behind the scenes and everything, I wanted to give everybody their medals who crossed the finish line, because I thought that was important. So, that's definitely one of the coolest things that we've done. And it's so funny because you saw the disappointment of all the other people.
Yeah, sorry, you can't have one of these. I'm sorry. You're just a regular person. You don't listen to our show. No, but it was kind of because they got the, back then you just got the little plastic thing. You didn't even get the rubbery
medal. I know.
Metal.
You didn't even get, yeah.
It was really bad. The wetter that you get for like dancing 10 seconds on the ship is what
exactly.
You got.
Exactly. I like the new medals much better
now. I do too. But it was, you know, that was one of those things that, like, I was looking at the pictures this past week and, you know, you see pure joy and you see families coming across the finish line together and you see people that maybe wouldn't have run that 5K and yet they're out there in July running two of them like in a week. I mean, it was crazy. So, Pam, I know you guys had some in that, but that really, I mean, I have my dopey medals. I have my, you know, Mickey medals from the marathons. That medal is the most special to me on my rack because it's our family. We're raising money for Give Kids the World, which was awesome. That's the biggest thing. But it's a memory of my extended podcast family all coming together. So, Pam, I that's one of my favorite all-time cruise memories of the four cruises we've done.
It's a great memory, and the travel agency was so honored to be a part of the last medal. That was a cool thing that we got to be a part of, and you know, I really appreciate everyone who made that happen. I think the other thing that happens on cruises is that you get on the ship and you may not know everybody, and you may not recognize their name or whatever, but you get off the ship and you're friends. You've spent time together. You've had opportunities to visit foreign ports together. You've had opportunities to do, you know, mixers together, learn how to make cocktails together, spend time together, eat meals together, everything else. And it's just such an awesome thing. And the beauty of the cruise is, you know, when you want to, you walk away and you go back to your stateroom and you have whatever private time you want to have too, or you do different things on the ship. You know, the ship's so large, you don't feel like you're on top of each other. And I think that's what I love about the cruises and about cruising in general. And by the way, it's my favorite way to travel because you go to bed and you wake up and you're someplace else. Hello. That's the best kind of traveling, the kind of you sleep right through. So
yeah, you get up, you have breakfast and it's a new adventure and you ask everybody about what happened the night before. Like if you were hypnotized like Scott was, you show them the video. Yeah, dude, you were mad at Barney, you know, and that's the kind of stuff you just can't buy. I mean, that was so much fun. So, and also, you know, I did mention it. We want you to sail with us on the fifth podcast cruise. It's June 28th, 2019, 5-night Bahamian, double dip to Castaway Key. We're going to do all that nonsense again. We're going to have so much fun. So again, just contact me if you want a quote on that and we'll get you on the next cruise because we're doing it again every other year. So, so here's one of the things I wanted to read here. I found this, I did a little research, like I said. So just in the technology, since the podcast started, let me tell you some of these things in technology that did not exist when the Be Our Guest podcast started. So just wrap your head around this for a minute. Okay, here we go. These things did not exist when the podcast started. Uber, Instagram, iPads, Bitcoin, Airbnb, Snapchat, Venmo, the App Store, Kickstarter, Angry Birds, Facebook Messenger, Lyft, Alexa. I shouldn't have said that out loud. Now mine's starting. sorry if I just launched yours. Apple Maps, WhatsApp, Google Chrome, Pinterest, Slack, Candy Crush, Tinder, WeChat, and Find My iPhone. None of those things existed when the podcast started. I mean, can you believe that, Pam? That's crazy.
No, because there are so many of those things are just a part of your life now. I mean, they just are. Like, find my phone. Golly. I use my watch to find my phone.
I know. Where's my phone?
That's another thing. The watch. The same thing. Yeah. The watch didn't exist.
Yeah, Apple Watch didn't exist either. So.
Right. Exactly. So all of that. That's just so hard to imagine. But it's good. It shows that, you know, there must be something here, because even through the invention of all these other things, we're still here. No one's written us a note and said, by the way, your podcasts, don't do it anymore.
Well, we
haven't listened to them. Nobody who can actually physically stop us has done it. Right.
I have a folder for those emails. I just don't let you guys see those. I don't want you to get upset or anything. So yeah, it's called the vertical file. So anyway, you totally got me rattled there. Also, you know, speaking of technology, because I am a technology nerd, you know, one of the things that has come and gone since the podcast was Betamouse. I used to really, really love that show with Katie, Nate, Henry, who else was on there? Scott Barrett.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
There was
yeah.
five. And Jeff Cheney.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, a funny story. There's somebody running for the fire, like, marshal here in Florissant, and his name's Jeff Cheney. There's signs everywhere in town. I got to send a picture to Jeff on that, because I'm like, did you move to Missouri and you're running for fire chief? Anyway, so that doesn't mean anything to anybody but Jeff if he's tuned in. So kind of on that same thing, I made a list the other day, and of course, this is not comprehensive, but just things that came off the top of my head that have come and gone or changed significantly since we started the podcast in March of 2018. So here's one of the things that really blew my mind. We used to talk about, you know, how to make magic for other guests. That was one of our big topics we'd talk about. One of the things was, you need to help like a honeymooning couple take a picture. Like, you can't give that advice anymore because selfies are around. There were no selfies in 2008. Can you imagine? Like, that really blew my mind, because Ricky used to say that all the time. You know, you want to be a good, you really want to help somebody out, take their picture on their honeymoon. If they're a couple by themselves, we used to say that all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, take somebody's picture. I mean, let's be honest, you know, I think PhotoPass might've been around, but definitely not in the way that it is now. I mean, you know, it's definitely exploded since, you know, the podcast has started. So,
crazy.
Yeah, that's another technological advance right there.
Yeah. So here's some of the things. Gowalla. I used to love Gowalla. It was like Foursquare, but you got like little passport stickers as you went around and checked in.
Yeah, that was awesome. Oh, there was one on the boardwalk.
Oh man, I loved it.
Okay. There was an actual Gowalla. They had it painted.
Oh, like a gorilla?
The Gowalla. No, there was a little like kangaroo like thing.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And they painted it on Sunset Point there on the veranda type thing. It was on one of the sides and you could find it.
Wow, that's sweet. Okay, so let me just go through this list real fast, because we have so much to talk about. So Pal Mickey has come and gone. The Maelstrom, Captain EO, and Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. Free parking. I just threw that in there to be snarky. The Great Movie Ride. I mean, an e-ticket, like, featured attraction for a theme park. Gone. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Play it. Used to love that attraction. I know it's Toy Story now, but I used to love that. I almost got in the hot seat once.
And
I was the next
American Idol
one.
Experience, too, well, which took its place. Yeah.
Well, no, that wasn't in the same building. No, because it was...
Oh, no. That was a different building. Yeah. What am I thinking?
No,
oh,
we're getting there.
I'm sorry.
Let's see. We had El Rio del Tiempo, which is now Grand Fiesta Tour. The old test track with the music. I missed that. Star Wars Weekends. That used to be around. American Idol Experience, which is, you know, the TV show has come and gone, and now it's back.
And come back
again. It's back. Snow White Scary Adventures. Remember that? And remember the thing where you were going to make birthday cards for princesses that was going to replace it before the mine train? Yep. That's funny. Yep. Let's see here. Giving away extra fast passes as you leave the parks at night. Remember that? That was another one of our advice. Like, if you have fast passes, just give them to a family on the way in or a couple. You can't do that. No shame.
No.
How about this one? Wishes. No longer with us. Didn't think you'd see that coming.
That hurts.
What about the Disney dining plan, including appetizers and tips? Mm-hmm. That was true when we started.
Yeah, that was true.
You got appetizers and tips. What about Downtown Disney? Just as an idea. And how about Disney Quest? Gone. Let's see. No Art of Animation Resort when we started the podcast. It was just kind of the old Pop Century half built. Mickey's Toontown Fair. There was no Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, no New Fantasyland. We had the High School Musical Parade at the studios, the Pixar Parade. Mm-hmm. We had Spectro Magic. Oh, I loved Spectro. Main Street Electrical Parade to replace that, and that's now gone. Mm-hmm. Riding up in front on the monorail is gone. That opportunity. Glow with the Show ears. Remember those ears that would light up in sync with the...
Oh, they're still there. Just nobody buys them.
Oh, but do they still have still those?
made with magic. Made with magic.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can find people that have that are fans of the Glow with the Show ears. They have gigantic necks because those things weigh like 20 pounds. I bought them and I'm like, oh my God, these things are so heavy. But that was the list I came up with. So can you guys think of anything else that is like... Because, yeah. I mean, really, a lot has changed. I miss a lot of stuff.
Ricky, you got the whole backlot tour.
Yes,
the whole
yes.
area of Hollywood Studios. Gone. It's just gone. Universe of Energy is gone. Let's see here. You've got, obviously, Camp Minnie Mickey is gone in Way of Pandora. You know, the Magic Kingdom hasn't had as many obvious big changes. I don't think it's got a lot of little ones. But you know, you've got the removal of Mickey's Toontown Fair.
Yeah.
So those are pretty big ones too. Yeah.
Pam, when you look back on this though, isn't it crazy? I mean, because when I think about it, because you know, we've done the show multiple times a week over the last decade, I think things sneak up on you because, you know, we talk about it and then it just becomes, since we talk about it so much, we're Disney fans and this is how we all are, you know, the listeners and us all together, is that we're so invested that it just becomes, you know, part of the Walt Disney World story. You know, like the free parking thing or the free parking, I feel like I'm playing Monopoly, the parking charge thing will just be a thing here probably by May, you know, and like we won't really think much of it, I don't think. I know we still will be bitter about it for a while, I'm sure. But, you know, it's one of those things that it'll be. That's just how it'll seem that it's always been here probably in a couple of years. And, you know, as time passes, I think that's how a lot of these things have become.
It absolutely is. So I think it's really interesting when you start thinking about not only the things that we've lost, but now the things that we have.
Yes.
That are just so integral. Like, can you even imagine walking into Fantasyland and not seeing Belle's Castle and the Be Our Guest restaurant and the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train? I mean, that's really been a part of the new Fantasyland now. It's just awesome. And like Pandora too. I can't imagine walk, you know, past Tiffin's there and not seeing Pandora and not worrying about a time when we don't have to worry about, you know, fighting for Fast Pass for Flight of Passage. But look at this. Can you imagine? Remember when Soarin' first opened and even up until the redo, can you imagine a point in time where you didn't have to worry so much about getting a Soarin' Fast Pass? Because for years and years and years, that was like the thing that was the hardest to get, right? Mm-hmm. Your Soarin' Fast Pass. Can you imagine that time? Or a point in time where it was almost getting, before they started renovating some of these rooms at the resorts, it was almost like I was like, I'm not sure. You know, I feel like I've stayed in this room 100 times. It needs a redo. Well, now all these rooms are getting refreshed. We have Pop Century with new rooms, Coronado with new rooms, the Yacht Club with new rooms. They're doing French Quarter right now. They're working on Old Key West. They're building brand new sections of hotels. I mean, that's awesome. There's going to be so many new things to see and do. And I think anyone who is a Disney fan like we are know that that is what brings us back, is that it's not just a feeling. There's always something new to see.
The one big thing, the big gorilla that we haven't talked about is My Magic Plus. That clearly didn't exist. You know, the fact that you have your phone and you have to have the app of My Disney Experience and, you know, you have to get on the app to, you know, figure out what's going on and make your dining reservations and your fast passes and everything like that. So that's a big thing too.
Yeah,
I mean, thank goodness it has, with as busy as it has been lately. If we didn't have FastPass Plus, just think about some of the things. Think about the ways it has changed your touring plans for good and bad. You do have to invest some time up front, but then you arrive knowing that these things are already reserved. Heck, Ricky would never be able to get on an attraction.
I wouldn't have ridden Pandora because I wouldn't have been able to ride anything in Pandora.
She arrived at the park too late and they would already be there. So without FastPass Plus, yeah, for sure. Yes. That's true.
It was crazy though, because remember the panic that we had, you know, kind of talking with Mike, you know, what Mike was talking about, the panic we had of, oh my gosh, how are we going to go with this whole new system of learning this process of how to handle this My Magic Plus thing or next gen? And oh my goodness, how are we going to do this? And now it's just like, I got it. I can handle this. It's all good.
Well, I think that's a good lesson for us Disney fans that we'll adapt. You know, we'll make it happen and we'll still have magical vacations, because that was the end of the world for me. You know, like, not going to like this. It's going to be too structured. And it, you know, turns out I have great trips still. I do remember, though, you mentioned that, Ricky, that, you know, again, back to Betamouse, which I loved because it was a great merge of technology and Disney at the time. And there were so many changes going on. But I remember when Henry was mentioning, we're going to get these wristbands. And I'm like, oh, whatever. Wristbands. I got a whole mic boom of magic bands here. So they came. The orb has never happened. He said there was going to be an orb.
The orb did not happen.
That was so funny. So you know what, though? This is a great place to kind of wrap the show, you know, as we celebrate 10 years, because Pam mentioned that it is a really exciting time right now to be a Disney fan because of all the stuff that is going to be happening in the next year, 2 years, 5 years. You know, we're going to get the Galaxy's Edge. I mean, we're going to get a killer land at Disney's Hollywood Studios. We're also getting Toy Story here in the next few months. That's going to be coming online very soon. We're going to get a Star Wars hotel. I mean, who could have imagined that? I mean, I cannot even, my mind still can't wrap my, like, I would love to see what the Imagineers are, you know, conceptualizing right now and modeling. And, you know, like, it's got to be crazy, you know, because they're going to do this right. It's a great time to be a Disney fan. I mean, Disney Springs, the redo over the past few years has been amazing. You know, I was kind of iffy on it at first. It's a destination for me now. And it's a shopping place, basically. And it's still a destination for me now, which says so much. So, Pam, kind of final thoughts on the 10 years, the decade of the BR Guest. It's not the Disney decade, like Eisner said. It's the BOGP decade. We just didn't know it at the time. But that's what
was. That's funny. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think, you know, one of the things that always sticks with me about this community in particular is there is the social media has become such a place where you can find the best and the worst of society, right? People feel emboldened, and you see it ripping through so many other different communities that there's sniping and drama and whatnot. And we are so fortunate that for the most part, we've been able to avoid that altogether. And that's really just a credit to the people who we have become friends with over the years. They just won't allow that kind of thing to impact us. They work hard at being genuine people. And I think that's we're so fortunate that we've been able to somehow attract these folks to us, that, you know, attract that this podcast community just really has so many of those folks who are with us. And it really is always, when I talk about this community, it is humbling to me. Mm-hmm. It is so incredibly humbling to be a part, a very small part of it. And I really think that we are a small part of it. It's so many other people that help with this in so many different ways. And I can't, you know, this seems very cliche, but I can't end this without saying I have been blessed by being a part of this, by knowing everyone that I've had the opportunity to know, to making friends, and to have you two in my life. I mean, really and truly, I just can't imagine life without everyone. So it's awesome.
I love you guys too. It's going to be awesome. I mean, we've got a lot planned moving forward. Of course, the show continues on, and we're going to have, you know, we're talking about redoing the website. We're looking into that just to make that a little
Long
bit better.
Needed. I know, trust me, totally. We know, guys. Know.
That's
we
not
know.
My thing, but I know it needs to be better. So we're working on that. You know, just other things. We're going to make the next podcast cruise in 2019 amazing. We've got, you know, we've done four. We've got ideas of what was enjoyable, trying some new things. With that, you know, we're live shows and even some other things. I mean, maybe you'll tune in with us and we'll do like a live PD thing someday. I don't know. Not here, but, you know, who knows? We'll do something fun. Well, you know, because it's a family now and we appreciate that so very much. But it's always about Disney. And I think Pam makes a good point that, you know, bottom line is Disney's for fun. You know, Disney is an escape. It's a fun thing. We don't need the drama. We don't need the negativity because there's enough of that in the real world. I mean, if you want negativity, turn on your TV, turn on your radio. You know what? Let's escape for 35 minutes three times a week and have a good time and think about life is good. When you get to go to a Disney destination, bottom line is life's good. That you have the opportunity to be able to walk around that park and be able to see the things you see and experience the things you do. We are and make the friends that we've made. Life's good. So, Ricky, last thoughts, and we'll get out of here and turn everybody loose for the weekend.
So, you know, what's funny is I really started thinking about my final thoughts for, I knew that this day was coming and I was thinking about my thoughts that I wanted to say for our 10 year anniversary. And I actually was thinking about them a good month and a half ago, because I was just, you know how you have those moments of inspiration while you're just sitting quietly and you're just like, I need to jot this down. So I actually wrote it down, what I wanted to say for kind of my thoughts to wrap this up. So the podcast has brought so many things to so many people. It's brought friendships, dating relationships, marriages. Heck, there are even children in this world because of the show. That's no joke. How many people can say that? The show has brought together people from different walks of life. It truly is a family. You only have to take a look at our lizard running team to see that. There's so much support and love, and I think that's a reflection on the fact that we truly and honestly all love each other. Want to talk about love? We as a family have raised over $100,000 for Give Kids the World. We have been able to help so many kids and families who need a little joy in their lives. This is truly one of those things that I'm most proud of that our podcast has done. We've provided joy for those who have needed it, and I cannot put into words how special I find that. Mike and Pam, I am truly blessed to call you both my family. I couldn't imagine my life without either of you. You have both enriched my life in a way I didn't know was possible, and you both have helped me achieve one of my dreams, and I am forever grateful. My life changed 10 years ago, and I can't imagine not doing what I'm doing. Finally, thank you to all of you. You have brought us into your lives, and you have brought us into your lives and homes in a way that I don't think we'll ever understand the magnitude of. I don't take that for granted for a single second, and I don't think the others do either. And my life has been changed forever, and it's because of you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Aww. That's well said, though. You're right. I mean, I feel like, you know, we have got, you know, something special. We talk all throughout the week about the news of the week, and then we get together and get to talk about it here on the podcast. It's truly a blessing. And just seeing everybody out there, yeah, the Oscars media, player off the stage there, Scott, you're right. Player off the stage. We got to get to the weekend. No, but truly, it's because of you taking the time to listen, because if you don't download the shows, it goes nowhere. And, you know, really also on that note, you know, you sharing the show with folks that are in your circles, because we all have different circles of folks. So if you can still continue to spread the word, we appreciate that so much, because while this family is amazing, it's great having new friends come into the circle, you know, and get to join us and, you know, share their adventures. I love learning from everybody out there, the great trips you've had and have taught me stuff. So, my Steve Forrester's even in the Facebook Live. We got to love that.
Of course, I think that we have to say thank you to our spouses who let us do this, because truly, you guys are amazing. Our families are amazing. So, I mean, you know. Yeah, we would not be where we are without our families supporting our craziness.
Very true. All right, so we're going to let you go. And just again, one last time, thank you so much for listening to the show, for spreading the word, for tuning in three times a week. We'll keep doing our best. I know we're not perfect, but we'll always do the best we can to bring you some Disney magic three times a week. And thanks, everybody. Countless listeners have come on the Monday shows, written questions on Wednesday. So you're a part of this, you know, just as much as we are. So thank you very much. And we'll be back again on Monday with a great trip report. So stay tuned for that. But until then, don't forget today's show brought to you by the folks who make this possible, the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for that next Disney adventure, drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great specials that are out there. They got passionate professional agents who do this every day, all day. And just take care of anything that you need you don't have to worry. The agents do it for you. They cross the T's, dot the I's, and help you to have a magical Disney experience wherever you go in the world, whether it's Cruise Line, Disneyland, Walt Disney World, even Adventures by Disney. They're the best. So check them out and support them on your next Disney adventure. They're over at themagicforless.com. And please do use our Amazon affiliate link next time you do that online shopping, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. All right, time to get out of here. Oh, first of all, social media. That wasn't around really when we started very much. But give us a follow on Instagram. Wasn't there. At brguestmike. Twitter at brguestmike as well. And drop by the Facebook group, facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, time to get on with the weekend. A lot of fun, 10 years, and I can't wait for 10 more. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.